kansas.org/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
It's 95 degrees in Topeka, 88 here in Lawrence. The time is 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday with wine night on Wednesdays, featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Stay tuned. Another 40 minutes or so of All Things Considered still to come. In that time, we'll get you a fresh update of news headlines, talk about college football and some of the changes coming to college football this season. We will learn more about exhibiting dairy cows during an uptick in bird flu. There's a genuine threat around, but at the Indiana State Fair, they're like, okay, we're showing the cows anyway. Why could this be a problem? We will look into it. Also, a preview of some of the most anticipated fall fiction works coming out. It's all coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Au Marché, the European market, celebrating 26 years on Mass Street with chocolate samples. Meet Ethan from Christopher Elbow Chocolate, September 21st. More at Au Marché. That's AUMARCHE.com.
90% chance of showers and storms tonight. Lows in the upper 60s tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 30% chance of rain in the morning. Slight chance of showers tomorrow afternoon. Still humid tomorrow. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. It is 95 in Topeka, 93 in Manhattan. The time is 6:20.
And now is making music like this. How old rap lyrics from his teenage years became classical. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition starts your day off with the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
News headlines up next. It is 88 degrees in Lawrence, 94 in Emporia. It is 6:30.
So can result in perpetrators abusing more children. The FBI says it takes seriously the compliance issues raised by the report and will work urgently to correct them.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A national Democratic organization is putting its financial support behind 10 candidates for the Kansas legislature. Zane Irwin has more.
The Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee is lending financial and media support to Democrats running in Johnson County and other suburban areas of Kansas. The organization has highlighted 180 candidates and raised $60 million for state-level candidates nationwide. Kansas Senate Minority Leader Democrat Dinah Sykes hopes that support could help give her party a real seat at the table.
You know, I can count. And so when you have 11 seats out of 40, you are not necessary to pass legislation.
Republican leaders have criticized the amount of money coming from outside the state to support Democrats in Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A Kansas man who once escaped from Lansing Prison in a dog crate has died in prison. KMBC-TV reports that John Maynard died over the weekend while incarcerated out of state. The cause of his death is unknown. Maynard was serving time for murder related to a 1996 fatal carjacking in Overland Park. Toby Young, now known as Toby Dorr, helped Maynard escape from a Lansing prison in February of 2006. Toby Dorr met Maynard while running a dog rescue program at the Lansing prison and smuggled him out in a dog crate. Both were later caught hiding in a remote cabin in Tennessee. Dorr pleaded guilty to helping Maynard escape and served 2 years in prison. The case received national attention at the time. The number 22-ranked KU football team has its season opener tonight at Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas. Kickoff's at 7 o'clock. Greg Eklund has more.
It's one of two home games to be played at the home of Major League Soccer's Sporting Kansas City. Home games are elsewhere because of the current reconstruction of Memorial Stadium. Jayhawks coach Lance Leipold says he likes the manner in which his team is conducting itself while dealing with the inconvenience of not playing home games in Lawrence.
Just all the things we've kind of put them through the project and those things, they've handled that extremely well. They understand. I guess, you know, they develop a workman's like attitude towards this.
After two games at Children's Mercy Park, the remaining four home games will be played at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. I'm Greg Eklund.
The 18th-ranked K-State Wildcats open their football season on Saturday in Manhattan, taking on UT Martin, which is to say the University of Tennessee at Martin. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, 90% chance of showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain in the morning, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, very humid again tomorrow, with highs in the lower 80s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Media and KFF Health News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Prairie Moon Waldorf School in Lawrence, Kansas, offering whole child education for preschool through middle school students and working to develop confident, responsible, free-thinking individuals. More information at prairiemoon.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and quite a few other frequencies all across the state. They are listed for you online, where you can hear us streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Stay tuned. We still have another 10 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. It will be followed on your KPR One stations by Classics Live, then an hour of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for KPR Presents, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. We do have a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the upper 60s, 30% chance of showers tomorrow morning, slight chance of showers tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be humid with highs tomorrow in the lower 80s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Much, Ben, for sharing this precious time with us. I so appreciated this.
Okay, thank you for having me.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, where fall color seekers can find miles of sugary white sand beaches and emerald green Gulf waters, as well as fiery red, orange, and yellow sunsets. More at visitspc.com. From Amazon Music, Prime members have access to a catalog of news podcasts ad-free, breaking news without the breaks. Available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/adfree. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
This classical music is the creation of a hip-hop artist, RZA's New Direction, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
First thing tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition will be coming your way, getting you caught up on all the news from around the nation, around the world, and around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Wheatfield's Bakery and Cafe, featuring artisan breads baked daily in a wood-fired oven, breakfast and dessert pastries, as well as breakfast and lunch. Located at 904 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence, online at wheatfieldsbakery.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Stay tuned. We have Classics Live up next, the last night of the Sunflower Music Festival. We recorded it. You will hear it shortly. It's followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. It's Tango Thursday. So what tango does she have in store for you tonight? You're just going to have to tune in to find out. Plus, Beethoven's Triple Concerto all coming your way, getting underway just moments from now here on your KPR1 stations. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. It's 7:01. Classics Live is next.
from the film score for The Mission by Ennio Morricone. That was Gabriel's oboe. And welcome to the last night of the 2023 Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka with guest conductor Anthony Walker. Here are the string players of the Sunflower Music Festival Chamber Orchestra with a serenade by Sir Edward Elgar, written as a present to his wife Alice in honor of their third wedding anniversary.
Thank you.
with a full house and a very enthusiastic crowd here in Washburn's White Concert Hall, appreciating the music of Sir Edward Elgar, the Serenade for Strings from 1892, with Anthony Walker leading the string sections of the Sunflower Music Festival Chamber Orchestra. And now, with the 9-foot concert grand being wheeled on stage, pianist David Allen Ware is taking his place as soloist in the Emperor Concerto, Beethoven's 5th piano concerto, probably nicknamed the Emperor due to it being the greatest and most powerfully stirring of Beethoven's 5 piano concertos. In Beethoven's so-called power key of E-flat, here's his piano concerto number 5 in 3 movements with pianist David Allen Ware, plus the Sunflower Music Festival Chamber Orchestra, led by Anthony Walker.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the Sunflower Chamber Orchestra of the 2023 Sunflower Music Festival, led by guest conductor Anthony Walker. It's a packed house here in Topeka at White Concert Hall, and most everyone is on their feet, thanking soloist David Allen Ware and the orchestra for this thrilling music. That was Ludwig van Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5 in E-flat from 1809. Check sunflowermusicfestival.org to learn more about this great festival. Every June, it's 10 nights of free concerts here at Washburn by professional musicians who come in from all over the country and from around the world, for that matter. Thanks for joining us for Classics Live. Our sound engineer, Chuck Smith, recorded the concert, and I'm Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Another KPR recording, that was pianist Ulysses Magana playing William Bergsma's How an Eagle Feels. This has been Classics Live from KPR. And support for Classics Live on KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverratks.com. And from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with Casey Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyoski Dance Company, September 20th and 21st. More at jccc.edu/mtc. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, have wrapped up a campaign swing through Georgia tonight. At a rally earlier today in Savannah, Harris attacked the economic policies of former President Donald Trump, which she says will hurt Americans.
Donald Trump intends to give tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations. He intends to cut Social Security and Medicare. And he wants to impose what, in effect, is a national sales tax.
Earlier today, Harris and her running mate sat down with CNN's Dana Bash for their first major TV interview of the presidential campaign. That interview is airing at this hour. Harris and Trump are set to debate September 10th. Former President Trump says if elected, his administration would fund the fertility procedure known as IVF or make sure insurance companies pick up the cost. Republican nominee made the statement in an interview with NBC News. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports Trump appears to be trying to soften his image on reproductive rights.
Abortion rights are a key issue in this election as Democrats warn voters that Republicans would further restrict access to reproductive health care if Trump is elected. The former president told NBC News he'd support public funding for in vitro fertilization or a mandate that insurance companies cover it.
We're doing this because we just think it's great and we need great children, beautiful children in our country. We actually need them.
Last week, Trump wrote on Truth Social that he would be, quote, great for women and their reproductive rights. That statement drew criticism from some abortion rights opponents, including his former vice president, Mike Pence. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
The FBI continues to fall short in how it handles allegations of child sexual abuse. That's despite making changes after its botched response to years of abuse by USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more in the new agency report.
The Justice Department's Inspector General examined more than 300 FBI child sexual abuse cases between 2021 and 2023 and found shortcomings in the Bureau's handling of them. That includes in the FBI's reporting of suspected child sexual abuse to other law enforcement agencies and its sharing of tips with other FBI field offices. Inspector General Michael Horowitz said it's important for the FBI to handle all allegations of such abuse appropriately because failing to do so can result in perpetrators abusing more children. The FBI says it takes seriously the compliance issues raised by the report and will work urgently to correct them. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The mixed close on Wall Street today. Blue chips are up more than 0.5%, though other indexes took more of a hit as a result of the sell-off of shares of chipmaker NVIDIA. The Dow rose 243 points. The Nasdaq fell 39 points. The S&P was down a fraction today. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from American Jewish World Service, supporting human rights advocates worldwide in the fight for democracy, equity, and justice for all people. Learn more at ajws.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Happy Tango Thursday here on KPR, dear friends. A tango for violin and piano by Albanith. I hope you liked it. That was Pinkus Zukerman on violin and Mark Nykrug on piano. I am your host, Destiny, and I am a violinist, so of course I am biased. But cellists and pianists and all other orchestral members, never fear, because at around 8:20, we are going to hear from all of the orchestra's instruments in a triple concerto by Beethoven that is incredible. If you haven't heard it before, it is fantastic. I love music. Music is like a lovely, shall we say, potpourri of magic. And, well, gosh, that seems to have inspired what we're about to listen to right now. Why, it's Potpourri on the Magic Flute by Louis Spohr. Yes, it is. This should be really interesting. That was a pretty fun setup, wasn't it? Yes. I know what you're doing right now. You're heading to the bar to get a drink. You're heading to Green Lady Lounge, one of our great supporters here on KPR. They feature Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Info at greenladylounge.com. Got to give them a big shout out because they're a supporter. And you're still recovering from my terrible setup. Okay, well, here we go. Together on KPR, Potpourri on the Magic Flute with Barbara Todd on flute and Natalie Teven-Lemons on harp. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Wow, now where else but only on KPR can you find a potpourri on the magic flute? That was by Louis Spohr, and I hope you liked it. It was with Natalie Tiven-Lebens on harp and Barbara Todd on flute. Yes, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. We are about to listen to a grand concerto by Beethoven, a triple concerto. But, you know, you can listen to other things that are KPR-related. Probably can find me on there, too. Oh, boy, all year long, KPR has been hosting live performances and recording them. Now you can see video from many of these performances on our website. Just visit live.kansaspublicradio.org and see musicians, for instance, from the Heartland Chamber Music Festival and the Latitude 39 in concert. It's just one of the many perks of being a KPR listener here. Yes, there's definitely videos of me too. Oh boy. Well, we don't have any videos of Beethoven, unfortunately. That would sure be nice. I would love that. But we do have his fantastic music, and this is a very challenging concerto, especially for the cello. The cello part's very tricky. I play the violin. My part was slightly easier. Hope you like it. It's with the Prague Chamber Orchestra and the Eroica Trio, piano, violin, and cello. Beethoven's Triple Concerto, right now on KPR. Beethoven. I just love ending the day with Beethoven's Triple Concerto here on KPR for piano, violin, cello, and orchestra with the Prague Chamber Orchestra and the Eroica Trio. I hope you liked it. What a week it has been, and the week is not over. I, of course, will be saying sayonara for now. I'll be back Monday, but there's a lot more music here on KPR. Bob McWilliams is awesome, and so is his Jazz in the Night. You should listen to that, and if you want to catch some news, we've got NPR at the top. We've just got so many things here at KPR. Well, that Beethoven Triple Concerto, I have to tell you, the part for the cello is really, really tricky. It's really high. The violin has some really high parts, too. Cellos don't normally play that high, and it's kind of funny that Beethoven wrote it that way, just to make the cellos suffer, I think. I'm kidding. I don't know why he wrote it that way, but it's a very beautiful singing part, and I love playing that music and even performing it and playing it on the radio both. So I also would like to know what you like. Like I always say, reach out to the station and let them know, or find me online and let me know. I'll get some of your listener requests for next week. I hope you all have a fantastic Friday and weekend, and I will see you very soon on Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyonce is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Reach and engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR news, Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans make informed financial decisions for their families for over 45 years. More at bobschwartzfinancial.com. And the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard in Kansas City, and more information is at greenladylounge.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In a wide-ranging interview on CNN tonight, Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris said, "My values have not changed." Along with running mate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Harris responded to a question by CNN's Dana Bash about her apparent change of position on the issue of fracking. In response to a question about whether things were better economically under the Trump administration, the vice president pushed back.
"When Joe Biden and I came in office, during the height of a pandemic, we saw over 10 million jobs were lost. Literally, we were all tracking the numbers. Hundreds of people a day were dying because of COVID. The economy had crashed. In large part, all of that because of mismanagement by Donald Trump."
Harris and Walz were interviewed on the campaign trail in Georgia today. Former President Trump is doing some campaigning of his own. He was in Michigan and Wisconsin. The U.S. Army has addressed the controversial visit this week by former President Trump to Arlington Cemetery. As NPR's Quil Lawrence explains, the Army says political activity is prohibited at Arlington.
Former President Trump was invited to Arlington by family of service members killed during the chaotic American withdrawal from Afghanistan. The Trump campaign then made an ad with footage from the visit. According to the U.S. Army, the Trump campaign was informed in advance of the law prohibiting campaign-related activities, including videos. But when an Arlington employee tried to enforce the rules, she was abruptly pushed aside. The Army statement called the incident unfortunate, but also said it's unfortunate that the employee and her professionalism has been unfairly attacked, and that Arlington is, quote, a national shrine to the honored dead of the armed forces, and its dedicated staff will continue to ensure public ceremonies are conducted with the dignity and respect the nation's fallen deserve. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.
The number of people-related deaths has risen sharply in recent years. Mountain West News Bureau's Hanna Morsbach reports a new study found more than 20,000 people in the U.S. have died from heat over the last century, or quarter century.
Almost half of those deaths happened in four states: Arizona, Nevada, California, and Texas. And numbers really started going up in 2016.
"I expected we might see an upward trend. I didn't know that it would be so dramatic."
Researcher Jeffrey Howard says this increase could be due to better reporting, but the extreme temperatures that come with climate change exacerbate conditions like heart disease.
"I'm not sure that people have a full understanding of how quickly heat can affect you."
Howard encourages local authorities to spread awareness and invest in public cooling centers. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Merzbach in Jackson, Wyoming.
A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow rose 243 points to 41,335. The Nasdaq was down 39 points. You're listening to NPR. In Washington, D.C., the state's attorney general says an investigation has uncovered an illegal kickback scheme involving title insurance companies and real estate agents. NPR's Laura Walmsley reports title insurance is one of the biggest costs homebuyers pay at closing.
D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab says an investigation has found widespread use of illegal kickbacks in the title insurance market. Most homebuyers are required to buy title insurance in order to get a mortgage, and it's common for real estate agents to recommend a title company. But federal and D.C. laws prohibit kickbacks for referrals. The investigation found title companies have been offering real estate agents profit sharing, ownership interests, even yacht parties on the Chesapeake Bay. The four companies identified deny any wrongdoing, but agreed to end the kickbacks and will pay a combined $3.3 million to the district, some of which will be paid to affected homeowners. Such practices happen in many other markets, too, and have been criticized for driving up the costs homebuyers pay at closing. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News, Washington.
Visitors to Grand Canyon National Park received a shock yesterday. Tourists there were being told they needed to move to accommodations outside the park after a series of breaks in the only water pipeline that serves the popular tourist destination. The problem is forcing hotels there to shut down at one of the busiest times of the year, the Labor Day holiday weekend. Lodging outside the park is not affected. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today. Oil rose nearly 2% to settle at $75.91 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include American Jewish World Service, supporting human rights advocates worldwide in the fight for democracy, equity, and justice for all people. Learn more at ajws.org. We'll be right back.
On the New York jazz scene since 1956, open up today's Jazz in the Night with music from his new album, Art Form Revisited, here on KPR. Charlie Parker tune called Dewey Square. Abraham Burton playing tenor sax. Steve Nelson, the vibist. Pianist David Hazeltine, bassist Desmond Douglas here on KPR. Speaking of vibes, the terrific Warren Wolf has a brand new album out called History of the Vibraphone. We'll hear something from that in about 8 minutes here on Jazz in the Night. I'm Bob McWilliams, and what a great pleasure and treat it is to be here with you, and thank you for joining me tonight. The jazz world lost a terrific guitarist and a much-beloved human being in the world of jazz, Russell Malone, at age 60 last week, all on tour in Japan. We're playing a good deal of Russell Malone all week. We're going to hear now from his album called Triple Play with David Wong on bass and Montez Coleman on drums. It's an Oliver Nelson tune, Butch and Butch, featuring guitarist Russell Malone.
Thank you.
Thank you.